Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Welcome to the AAA podcast for November 2021. We have finally arrived at the end of British summertime for the year 2021. In the early hours of Sunday morning, 31st of October, the clocks will be put back 1 hour, reverting to Greenwich Mean Time, GMT, or Universal Standard Time, UT, whichever you prefer. I will stick to GMT. On the 1st of November, the sun will rise around 6:54 and will set around 16:33 GMT, giving a day length of around 9 hours 40 minutes. On the 30th of November, the sun will rise around 7:42 and will set around 15:55 GMT, giving a day length of around 8 hours and 15 minutes. The moon will be new on November the 4th and will reach first quarter on the 11th. It will be full on the 19th and will be at last quarter on the 27th. The planets put on a good show this month, with only Mars hiding in the sun's pre-dawn glow. Mercury continues last month's apparition for the first week of the month. Initially, it will be shining brightly at magnitude minus 0.8 in the pre-dawn sky, but will fade and lose altitude as it closes in on the sun. Venus, on the other hand, will be in the post-sunset sky and increasing in both altitude and brightness. It will be found in the early evening in the southwest at an altitude of only about 6 degrees, but shining with a magnitude of around a brilliant minus 4.6. Jupiter continues to shine brightly low in the south, but setting before midnight. Saturn lies ahead of Jupiter on the ecliptic and sets correspondingly earlier. It will be lost in the sunset's glow by the end of the month. Uranus is at opposition on November the 4th. It shines at magnitude plus 5.7 from among the stars of Aries. It lies just north of the circlet of stars that marks the tail of Cetus the whale. It is an easy binocular target, shining with a distinctive greeny-blue hue, helping to make it stand out from the neighbouring stars. It is about 2.5 light hours from us. Neptune shines with a magnitude of plus 7.8 from within the stars of Aquarius, just south of the circlet of stars that marks the end of the constellation of Pisces. It is another binocular target and shines with a blue light. It is currently some 4 light hours from us. The newly discovered comet 2021 A1 Leonard is the first to be discovered in 2021. Hence it is titled A1. It was discovered by Greg Leonard, hence the second part of its title. It is expected to be at its closest to the Sun on the 3rd of January 2022, and it is hoped that it will reach a magnitude of plus 7. During November, it will pass from right to left above the constellation of Coma Berenices, heading towards the constellation of Boötes and accelerating as it goes. I will give a progress report in December's podcast. November marks the change from the summer sky to the winter sky. At the beginning of November, in the mid-evening, the whole of the summer asterism known as the summer triangle is still visible in the western sky. You will remember this is made up of 3 bright stars, Altair from the constellation of Aquila the Eagle, Vega from the constellation of Lyra the Lyre, and Deneb from the constellation of Cygnus the Swan. By the end of the month, by mid-evening, Altair is below the horizon, so the whole triangle cannot be seen. The winter sky features the asterism known as the winter triangle, and this shines from the opposite side of the sky to the summer triangle. It is made up of the bright stars Sirius, in the constellation of Canis Major, the large dog, Procyon in Canis Minor, the small dog, and Betelgeuse, the red giant star in Orion the Hunter. Only Betelgeuse and Procyon have cleared the horizon by mid-evening at the beginning of November, so the whole triangle cannot be seen until the end of the month when Sirius rises. Then you will be able to see the whole of the winter triangle shining in all its glory by mid-evening. Time moves on, and the winter sky with Orion and his retinue and all the celestial gems they contain will soon be with us. Until next month, wishing you clear skies.